You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
And hello, and welcome to The Pulse. This is URN's daily news show, bringing the news that matters to you every weekday between 5 and 6. So I'm Ben, and joining me today we have Rory and April, who for the first time in a long time are joining me across the table, so I can actually see them for once and they're not just on Skype. So let's have a look and see what we've got coming up today. So the Nottingham East MP, Natia Whittam, has said that she'll be stepping back from her role temporarily due to an ongoing battle with PTSD. Natia Whittam says that her doctors advised her to take some time out amid a mental health struggle. In America, Texas has passed a bill which would allow most people to carry concealed handguns without a permit. Current state rules require those carrying handguns to have a license, training and background checks, but that's about to change. In the Middle East, the US has announced that it will help rebuild Gaza as part of efforts to consolidate the ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militant groups. So the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said it was necessary to tackle the grave humanitarian situation in the territory. And finally, can you remember Charlie Bit My Finger, the internet clip which is a piece of internet history? However, now it will disappear from YouTube after being sold as a non-fungible token for £538,000. So we'll be having a look at what an NFT is, and that's all coming up later on. And now for our final section, we're going to be talking about non-fungible tokens. So, do you remember this?
Charlie bit me. Ouch! Charlie! Ow! Charlie! That really hurts! No, Charlie bit me. And that really hurt, Charlie, and it's still hurting.
Yes, so that was Charlie Bit My Finger. It's still making people laugh, evidently, since 2007, but it could be the end of the road for its presence on YouTube, as it's been sold as a non-fungible token for £538,000. So the Davies Carr family, who have auctioned the clip, sold it to a bidder called 3F Music, who outbid someone called Meme Master for the video, and it's now due to be removed. So a non-fungible token is a growing type of technology, and for a quick definition, it's a digital work of art that is completely unique, and it can be verified through blockchain technology, which, if you ever heard of cryptocurrency, it's got something to do with them. So it's unique, but it's not necessarily real. So with Charlie Bit My Finger about to disappear off YouTube, what do you guys think of the rise in so-called non-fungible tokens? And would you pay £538,000 for a bit of the internet or simply a meme?
Well, I mean, firstly, no, I don't see why anyone wants to pay that much money for something that's just like through the internet. You know, some things, you know, like this, or, you know, some memes and things like that. Like, we were saying just during the break, you know, everyone has the memes, like everyone sort of is sort of everywhere. How can you, you know, say, oh, it's only one in the world and that's the one that this person owns? Like, it's very sort of confusing concept, I guess. I've sort of heard of NFTs through like sports memorabilia and like sports cards, which again, they've like produced a one-off unique card or image of a person, a sports star, and like, I feel like maybe that's more understandable because it's sort of a collectible item, and obviously people did collect in real life sports cards, and maybe that's transferred now to sort of some internet kind of equivalent, but still, to be spending, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds on something that's not really real, it's like through your computer, you know, can you print it out and then you've got it on your wall or something? I'm not too sure.
I don't really understand it at all. It's also, what's the point in owning? What does it give you if you own this? People don't want to watch it if they have to pay you money to do so. They don't want to watch it because it's on YouTube and it was funny 13, 14 years ago. Yeah, I don't really understand. I don't know if it's a business investment or if whoever won, Meme Master, no, it wasn't Meme Master.
It was 3F, the 3F Music.
3F Music wants to keep this bit of internet just for themselves. I don't know, but it seems ridiculous to me. But clearly people want to pay that much. I mean, other sort of memes, I suppose, have gone for hundreds of thousands of pounds, especially this year, quite a few of them have gone. But it's pretty baffling to me. I don't really understand it at all.
Because I think, just kind of picking up what April said there about the trading cards idea thing, like, surely the joy of trade, I mean, I never did it myself, but surely, like, the joy of trading cards is, like, in actually having a physical card. Then, kind of, at the end of the day, if you're just kind of swapping basically online things, then surely that would give you kind of less joy in a sense.
Yeah, I get that. Like, it doesn't seem to be the same, and also, obviously, a lot of them are going for such expensive prices because they are just like one off things. I have seen a few that are like, you know, £20 or something. And they produce, you know, hundreds of these so-called NFTs that are, you know, there's like hundreds of them, but you can own one. But then I'm still like you said, you know, you're not physically going to be trading it with anyone. You know, it's just, I guess, the bragging rights to say that you have it. But is it really worth spending, you know, however much to say, oh, I have this piece of the internet, or oh, I have this meme? It doesn't really, I mean, in our current times, maybe in like 10 years, it will really mean something. But at the moment, I feel like it doesn't mean anything. You've spent money on something that's not really meaning anything to you at all.
I think physical things clearly are better. I mean, whoever bought this, whoever 3F Music is going to have a bit of, I don't know how it's stored, I don't really understand the internet, but a bit of code or whatever. That's it. That's all you have to show for the £500,000 you've spent on this video. So I don't really see the point. And I'm not sure if this is a person or an organisation or a business, but whoever it is clearly has too much money if they're spending £538,000 on this video. But I mean, I understand it. I don't know the world really.
But okay, just a kind of final point, and to kind of end our show for today, that if kind of people are starting selling off memes and videos and stuff like that, surely it kind of decreases the world, the kind of, you know, the internet for everyone. Because surely the whole kind of point of the internet is it's kind of this great equal space. I mean, we kind of started off talking about how bad it was, but surely in a sense it is, you know, equal. And then surely taking these things which have been putting into the public domain and kind of, you know, taking them out of the public domain, surely that's a bit of a backward step.
I think so many people and creators rely on things that are in the public domain to do their work, to get ahead, etc., whereas they wouldn't have been able to previously. So I think it's a pretty bad precedent, to be honest. I hope more things like this don't happen. But yeah, if everything is sort of monetized, then there's sort of no creativity, because every bit of media is going to be monopolized by certain groups, organizations, or people, and then it will never be used for anyone. It will be like, you know, music, when music is used in YouTube videos, you have to use music in the public domain. And I know that's a bit of a different situation, but if you have that situation where you can't use anything because it's owned by someone else, any piece of, you know, digital media, then it will be a pretty boring world, and you won't see much creativity and things like that. So I hope it doesn't happen as much.
Yeah, obviously this is, we were saying, you know, it's over 10 years old, and some other memes and stuff that are old, you know, it's things that are old at the moment. But obviously the worry is if it comes into things that are sort of happening right now, and things that, pieces of media that are being created right now, like, it is sort of, like you said, it's making the internet kind of, you know, again, a place of like showing your wealth to say that you have access to certain things. And I'm not too sure, but has the actual money gone to, like, the family of Charlie?
So, yeah, it's the family that sold it, yeah.
Yeah, so in a way, I guess, fair enough to them. They've made a lot of money out of this, but I guess they were also making a lot of money out of it on YouTube. Like, surely there was adverts and other things, and probably the kids have been in, like, TV adverts or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. On front of this, there was an advert for Peloton, of all things. And so, you know, there are kind of revenue streams.
So they've already made money, but now they're making even more money. It's just kind of a different way, I guess. Mm. Different time. This is URL.